Michelle, thank you very much for taking time out on this not very pleasant morning. I think if it's not freezing fog, it's throwing it down.
It certainly is. Here we're typical British
sitting,
weather.
Sitting here like little drowned rats.
Good morning.
Oh, I'll dry off by the time we finish. So, to start with, when did you move to Brittany? Was there any particular reason?
Yes, my husband and I came looking for a holiday home in 2015 because he'd retired from the police in London. And then we decided to just turn our lives around completely and make our home in the UK, the holiday home, and move over here full time. So that's what we decided to do in 2015. So the criteria for the house, we were looking for changed all of a sudden mid-visit, and we ended up sort of in a little small holding outside of Lanescat.
Right.
And that was in 2016 we moved here full-time.
OK, so virtually your, well, your ninth anniversary this year.
Yes,
then,
yes. It was flown.
were you glad to make the move?
Yes, I've never regretted it.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fabulous.
A word. That's a word I always love to hear. Never regretted it. That's brilliant. So you're obviously now, I don't know, not ready to retire. So how did you become involved with Leggett's estate agency?
Well, I saw an ad, I think it might have been in the CBJ, I can't remember quite now, but I saw an ad for recruitment for Leggett. And I thought, that sounds quite interesting. So I thought, what a great idea to help other people realise their French dream, as mine had been so successful for me. So I inquired about it, spoke to the recruitment department down in the Dordogne. They sent me off to have a chat with one of the regional agents here. And we sort of got on very well, and she told me the ropes, and it seemed like a really exciting thing to do. So I went for my training. So we do two days online training. So 28 hours of training altogether.
Okay.
Online, 14, and then you do 2 days down at head office. And then you're set off into the world.
Right. So you had to go down to the head office in the Dordogne.
That's right. Correct, for 2 days. Okay. So my husband made a holiday out of it, a little road trip.
I'm sure he did.
And then once we've done that, you get lots of support. They don't just kick you out into the world of property, from real estate after that. We got lots of support from head office in terms of both the marketing, even marketing materials they supply you with. And they give you leads. And then you have sort of a team around you that you can ask any question any time of the day or night if you want to. So it's been really good so far.
So had you had any previous experience in real estate, as they call it in America?
Yeah. Real estate. A little bit, yes. When I came here first, in fact, the lady who sold us our house took me on to take on houses for her. So I wasn't really involved in the sales process as such, just in the taking on of the houses so that she could sell them. So I had a tiny bit of experience in that regard, but it's still been a bit of a baptism of fire in terms of the actual market over here. French market's so difficult to the UK one.
Well, absolutely. Well, the whole
different.
It's a whole different process. The whole buying and selling.
Yes.
Because you just have the one notaire who deals with both parties.
You can. It's not necessarily the case. A lot of people would prefer to have their own notaire. Yeah. Particularly, we'll say people coming from a market like America, where it would be unheard of to share a notaire, because they don't, I think, understand that the purpose of the notaire is more like a civil servant rather than a lawyer who's acting on behalf of a client. So in that regard, I tend to find my American clients prefer to use their own notaire, which is no problem.
Yeah.
Everyone works quite well together over here, and they're all used to working with different notaires and different clients.
I have been through the process a couple of times here, buying a house and selling one and buying another, whatever, and I found it easy just to have the one dealing with all the bits, because sometimes I can remember back in England, the communication between the two, the acting for both of you, was virtually nil sometimes.
Yes, so, I do recommend it to clients. We do recommend they use the same notaire, and we try and explain the process to them, how it's actually facilitating the process for all parties.
Yeah.
And most of the time that does happen, but there generally aren't any huge problems if that isn't the case.
So you are passed on contacts, are you? Or do you have to find them?
It's a bit of both. We use our network or our sort of contacts. So, for instance, I would say, Elaine, if you hear of someone who wants to sell their house, let me know. Or someone who wants to buy a house, let me know, for around this area. And other times then, obviously, because Leggett do such a lot of marketing, the clients come to us via head office. So if it's someone near me geographically, I will get that contact from head office. Because there's quite a few of us on the ground. We're always looking for more people, but there's quite a few of us on the ground.
You mean here in Brittany, there are quite a few around, are there?
There are lots around France. We have quite a big network. Yeah. But certainly in central Brittany, I work with quite a few colleagues.
Do you get to meet up?
Yes, we get to meet up for training. We get to meet up for fabulous days where we have lunch and we all get together and chat about everything that's going on. We have Christmas dues. You know, I mean, it's very much, we're all independent agents, but it is very much like a team. That's so you good. Don't ever feel like no, you're on
no.
your own.
No, that's good, because sometimes you could feel a little bit isolated.
Exactly.
So how do you come to value a house when you go to, you know, how does that work?
Well, we have a couple of apps that we use that Leggett furnish us with, and we use them to sort of get a median price in between one and the other. But also then, because we're there on the ground looking, we can also use our own personal expertise and our knowledge of the local area to give you a better idea of the price. And what I like to say to my clients is, you can't price your house too high and you can't price it too low, because too low people wonder what's wrong with your house and too high people will think that they're priced out of the market. So I think if you want to put it at the correct price, that's ideal for selling the house. Then you sell quickly. There's sort of a myth that it takes a long time to sell a house in France. That's only the case if your expectations are unrealistic.
I think sometimes that's coming, if you're coming from somewhere else, like from England, people, because of the different value of property, and here obviously it's very much more reasonable,
yes,
that I think people, though, sometimes expect when they are selling to put it at what I would call an English price.
Yeah, that can be the case, and sometimes they're right. Sometimes it is worth that much more when they've done a lot of work to it, what have you. But other times, yes, absolutely. You have to be very careful not to be unrealistic if you want to sell the house.
So do you show people around, or do... Because I know it's slightly... Again, it's a different situation, isn't it? I know here it tends to be an agent that will take you and the owners are not there. Or does it work?
That also depends.
Right.
Sometimes the owners would prefer to be there, and sometimes that helps because they can answer questions that you're given on the spot. Other times it's best to allow the clients and the agent to go there on their own together so they can be honest about what they feel about the house, instead of sort of saying, oh, it's marvellous, it's wonderful, and then the owner thinks they've got a sale and they leave thinking, well, I didn't want to say it was awful. So, you know, it can depend.
So tell us about what sort of properties have you covered that have left a particular maybe mark on your mind?
I mean, almost every sale is different and interesting for different reasons. I have a beautiful little chalet I sold down by the lake in Corel that was absolutely beautiful. It sold very quickly to an American couple, actually, from Texas, who had emails saying, we want to offer the full asking price. And, of course, anyone can do that. So I was saying, well, maybe come and see the house first. And she was there, I think, the following Friday. So it was like 3 days later, she turned up to see it and to make the firm offer. Yeah. And then I sold a petit manoir in Lanescat, which was fantastic. So the middle of nowhere, sort of farmland, and then all of a sudden you come across this great big turret and this gated property, and it was fantastic, with a little river running at the bottom of it. So you get all sorts, absolutely all sorts of homes here, and they're absolutely fabulous, all of them, I think.
Well, I think that's the attraction in a way, isn't it? The variety of property that is available. I mean, you don't come across these housing estates where every house is all exactly the same. Even they're all individual, even on a lotissement.
On the lotissement, yes, they absolutely are. And they're also sort of staggered, so you don't generally have anyone overlooking you on a lotissement. And they're all so quiet.
Yes.
Their neighbourhoods are really lovely and quiet. So, I mean, yes, it's a completely different experience to buying a home in the UK and probably in the US. And we're seeing a lot more US clients, or I'm certainly seeing a lot more inquiries from the US now.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't like to say, in case it sounds political.
I was
going
to say,
but it's just since November, particularly.
I can't remember. They're all beating a retreat, heading for the woods.
Well, they've just discovered France. That's probably what it is.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? With in America being such a vast place, you get the travellers, the people who do travel, mm-hmm. and whose eyes are wide open to adopting a different way of life.
Yes.
Right here, very enthusiastic.
Yes,
and then the others that don't even have a passport.
Well, indeed. I mean, America's so huge, though. I mean, I understand completely when you sort of see people in America don't know an awful lot about the international market or the international stage, and it's because America's so enormous, they don't have time to even look abroad, I think.
So you're obviously kept very busy and on your toes.
Yes.
And you enjoy that.
I love it. I have to say I've enjoyed, even when you have ups and downs, I've enjoyed the downs as much as the ups, because it's just such a varied job and it's just really interesting.
So what about, let's say, let's pick out difficult houses to sell. Maybe it's because the roof needs replacing, as we've heard.
The Fos Septic, rarely conform. So that's never even really an issue anymore. If anyone's been looking for more than a month, they know that the septic tank is possibly going to be a problem. But I think there isn't really a difficult house to sell as such, because if the owner listens and you work together and you get the price correct, they will sell their house. So, as I said, I don't consider any houses difficult to sell. I wouldn't say that I think that the owners are difficult, but just that the process can be, in terms of explaining how you need to get from, you know, wanting to sell it to having it sold, and to get that done efficiently.
Do you need to have a particular knowledge of French, spoken French?
Yes, I think it's helpful to be bilingual. You can learn a lot on the job. You get support from head office.
So what would you say if you were recommending it to someone to maybe become an agent, four-legged, or what would you say is the best thing about your job?
I think it's meeting very interesting people, and also if you're interested in how people decorate their homes or how they live, it helps to be a little bit nosy, because you're going to be shown around a lot of houses. And I think just an ability to get on with people. A sales background is helpful, but you do get a lot of support from legates in terms of that. So that's not necessarily a barrier either. I think just being a friendly, outgoing person who's willing to negotiate, willing to help people to realise their French dream or draw it to a close, then this is the kind of thing you should ring up Leggett and have a little chat with the recruitment guys if it's of interest to you.
And then ask to speak to Michelle.
Absolutely. Especially if you've got a house to sell.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. And it's been great, because I'm really interested in houses. I'm very one of these people that when you're sitting on a train, I remember this in England, sitting on a train at night looking into people's...
In their back gardens
and their houses, see what they're up to.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Elaine.
Thanks.
It's been great.